The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, apparently some of Ireland's biggest road projects, like the M20, the Cork to Limerick motorway, they could be delayed. Why? Because of funding constraints. So the Chief Executive of Transport Infrastructure Ireland, the TII, Peter Walsh, is among those calling for multi-annual funding allocation for road infrastructure. Cathal McSweeney is with me, who's Director of Public Affairs at Cork Chamber. Cathal, is this an issue that ye face in Cork, that road projects are not getting the funding they should be?
Look, good evening. It is concerning to hear that some of the most critical infrastructure projects planned for Cork could be delayed because of uncertainty around funding. These projects have been in the pipeline for some time, like the likes of the M20, the M28, and further delays to these are unacceptable. Like, it was only a couple of weeks ago that we were hearing that, or we were welcoming that the M28 had moved to the construction stage with the launch of its development tender. And now we're learning that it could be further delays. Like, the M28 is crucial to moving Port of Cork activities further down the harbour and opening up the docklands for housing developments. We should be talking about the acceleration of these projects rather than further delays.
And it's not so much that the money's not available, is it, per se? It's more just kind of how the funding model works means that it's hard to kind of to sign up.
Yeah, that seems to be correct. Like, the providers of this critical infrastructure in the state, like the TII, need multiple annual funding plans to enable them to plan and deliver these large scale projects effectively. Through this budget or the next government, they must examine the introduction of a funding scheme on a multi-annual or major project basis and remove uncertainties related to the funding. They can't go on providing funding year by year. Like, there are enough delays currently in the system, and this would be a relatively straightforward way of removing some of these delays.
But you explain it to me then, because I would have assumed, like, a big project, say like the M20 and the portions of that need to be upgraded and what have you, that wouldn't be dependent kind of on approval year by year by year as it was being built. It would just be kind of one block of funding, no? A big capital project.
My understanding is that previously these projects were funded fully and outright, but now in the last few years, the likes of the TAI have to go back to the government every year to secure funding on an annual basis.
So they might only secure if let's just kind of pull figures out of the sky here for the sake of argument. If it's kind of going to be 50 million quid to build a road, and it's going to take 5 years, 10 million quid a year, effectively they're going to spend every year. Let's go back and say, listen, we need you to now approve the next 10 million so that we can keep going. And they've got to do that year after year.
Yes, there might be a commitment from government for the funding for the project, but every year they have to go back to have that confirmed for the next stage, for the next 12 months, for the next year.
Yeah, it seems kind of mad that they're doing that. I know, having spoken to some TDs from your part of the world as well, Cathal, they talk about not only those big projects, but about funding being made available as well for maintenance of roads, particularly rural roads, that's a big issue.
Well, I can't really speak on that at the moment, but we all see issues with funding for local authorities every year being allocated for roads. But yeah, we're more talking about the major critical infrastructure here.
Cathal McSweeney, Director of Public Affairs with Cork Chamber. Cathal, thanks a million for joining us.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.